Be careful who you criticize. The word of God for today is taken from Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 to 15. Then Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. Suddenly the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, "Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of meeting." So the three came out. Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And they both went forward. Then he said, "Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision. I speak to him in a dream. Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?" So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. And when the cloud departed from above the tabernacle, suddenly Miriam became leprous, as white as snow. Then Aaron turned towards Miriam, and there she was, a leper. So Aaron said to Moses, "Oh my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned. Please do not let her be as one dead whose flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb." So Moses cried out to the Lord, saying, "Please heal her, O God, I pray." Then the Lord said to Moses, "If her father had but spit in her face, would she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days, and afterward she may be received again." So Miriam was shut out of the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey till Miriam was brought in again. The Old Testament often gives us, through its characters and stories, examples of people's lives which we can learn from and also get a prophetic insight into the New Testament. From today's passage in Numbers chapter 12, we're going to see what God is saying to us through the lives of its characters, and so also take a glimpse into some of prophecy. Now in verse 1, Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife. Moses had married a foreigner, and his brother Aaron and sister Miriam, who were also prophets, were challenging the privileged position and uniqueness of his leadership. Here we see that jealousy and criticism causes bitterness and strife, even within the family. As Christians, we are a family, and jealousy or criticism of one another should not exist among us. Because when we criticize, we are criticizing God's grace to a brother or sister. That is a sin, as Miriam and Aaron found out. They even thought that they could probably take over the role of leadership from Moses. Look at verse 2 and 3. So they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only through Moses? Has he not spoken through us also? And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. The Lord hears and sees everything we say and do. We need to be like David, who wrote in Psalm 19, verse 14, "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer." You might ask yourself, why did Moses allow his brother and sister to talk against him? Why didn't he do anything about it? After all, he was the leader of Israel. Well, the simple fact was that Moses was very humble, more than all men who were on the face of the earth. God was with him. And the Bible tells us, if God is with us, who can be against us? God intervened on behalf of Moses and disciplined Miriam and Aaron. We need not fight our battles, not alone. If we are faithful, God will always intervene on our behalf. God's confrontation with Miriam and Aaron should leave us in no doubt that he does not take the criticism of his faithful servants lightly. We are told this in verse 9. So the anger of the Lord was aroused against them, and he departed. The result was that Miriam suffered from a skin disease, and Aaron humbly asked Moses for forgiveness for himself and his sister. Verse 11 reads, "So Aaron said to Moses, 'O my Lord, please do not lay this sin on us, in which we have done foolishly and in which we have sinned.'" Notice how Aaron now acknowledges the authority and position of Moses by saying, "O my Lord." This shows us that Moses did not misuse his privileged position as leader of Israel. In Luke chapter 14, verse 11, we learn something there, which says, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." Also, we read in Proverbs 29, verse 23, "Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor." When we first look at the consequences of Aaron's and Miriam's sin, it appears that Miriam got off worse than Aaron, but that is not so. Aaron suffered the humiliation and shame in the camp for the 7 days that his sister Miriam was separated from the camp. God disciplines us in different ways, but know one thing: sin carries with it the consequence, which is punishment. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Even though we repent and are forgiven by God, we must still suffer the consequences of our sin. In Miriam's case, it was 7 days, but some Christians suffer a lifetime for the consequence of their sin. Let this be a warning to us. Sin carries with it punishment. Notice that Aaron's confession of his sin and plea for his sister caused Moses to pray for Miriam. It is this prayer from Moses that healed her and stopped her condition from being permanent. Turn to James chapter 5, verse 15 to 16. "And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. The last point I want us to look at today is that Israel could not move on until Miriam was brought back into the camp. We cannot progress as a fellowship until we are individually right with God and with one another. We need one another, and we need to be on good terms with each other. God does not want us to leave anyone behind. If anyone sins, it affects the whole body of Christ. For example, if you take a stone and drop it in the water, the ripples will eventually touch the shore on the other side. In the same way, a man's sin affects the world in some way or another. Let us thank God for His great mercy to us and for His word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, help us to appreciate and value one another without criticism, for you have a plan and a purpose for each one of us. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, some people say that criticism is okay so long as it's constructive. But I disagree with that, because God's word tells us quite clearly that there's nothing like constructive criticism, because it hurts, whether it's constructive or not. And the best thing is to leave it alone. And lastly, some prophetic insights from this message. Moses is a type of Christ. Miriam and Aaron is a picture of the Jewish people rejecting the Messiah. The sick Miriam, who had to live 7 days outside the camp, could be a picture of the Jewish people. And after a determined time by God, they will accept Jesus as the Messiah and come closer to God. Aaron, who is a priest, is a picture of the religious order that rejected the Messiah. The Cushite wife of Moses represents us, Gentiles, who became believers. We are the bride of Christ as a result of the Jewish people rejecting Jesus Christ as the Messiah. An explanation can be found in John 1, verse 11 to 12, which reads, "He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God." God bless you, Pastor Philip. God is
Have you seen?